Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today I thought we'd take a peek at and listen to some of the music of John Winston Lennon, Beatle. Winston, his middle name from, of course, former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, certainly not unusual for the time. John was exposed to music at an early age from an uncle who bought him a mouth organ and by his mother, Julia, who played him Elvis records and bought him a guitar. First song he learned to play? Fats Domino's, Ain't That a Shame. Now, he was a rebel, describing his youthful rebellious nature some years later, and actually just months before his death. John said of himself, "Part of me would like to be accepted by all facets of society and not be this loudmouth lunatic musician, but I can't be what I'm not. Because of my attitude, all the other boys' parents instinctively recognized what I was, which was a troublemaker, meaning I did not conform, and I would influence their kids, which I did." His aunt, who raised him, did not approve of his musical leanings, stating on numerous occasions, "The guitar's all very well, John, but you'll never make a living of it." Now imagine Christmas dinner 1964 at Aunt Mimi's. Suppose they ask him to play and sing for his supper. John the rebel, John the instigator, John the leader, singer, songwriter, guitarist. Paul would say some years later, "He was like our own little Elvis. We all looked up to John." Now, the phenomena that was Beatlemania really can't be properly described. It was a sweeping mayhem with a musical theme. It really was one of those you had to be there. Ed Sullivan, A Hard Day's Night, the tours, Help, the screaming, and then, of course, all that music. John Lennon, art student, teddy boy, skiffle fan, quarryman, Beatle. Right here on Yeah Baby Tunes.
Well, shake it up, baby, now.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Think of all the time tried so hard to leave her. She will turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. Ah, girl. Girl, girl. She's the kind of girl to put you down when friends are there, you feel a fool. When you say she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood she's cool.
To ask your help. Would the people in the cheaper seats clap your hands? And the rest of you, if you just rattle your jewelry.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down. Tell you one more time, I think it's a sin. I think I let you down.
Let you down.
I leave you flat.
Gonna let you down and leave you flat.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that. Everybody's green. Cause I'm the one who won your love. But if they'd see
down.
you,
Mr. Moonlight. Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please.
And the night you don't come my way, I pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you,
Mr. Moonlight.
And the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you,
Mr. Moonlight, come again, please. Here I am on my knees, begging if you please.
And the night you don't come my way, oh, I pray and pray more each day, 'cause we love you,
Mr.
The Beatles arrived in Japan today as their tour of the Far East continues. Across the Pacific in the United States, a furor is developing over comments John Lennon made. Quote, Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. We're more popular than Jesus. Unquote.
Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Not just anybody.
Help.
You know I need someone.
Younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Now,
but now these days are gone,
days
I'm not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors.
Help me if you can, I'm feeling down,
and I do appreciate you being right.
lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of law. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you.
Thank you. nothing you can see that isn't shown. There's no way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be.
Fears that your public eventually will get tired of you and move on to a new favorite?
Well, they probably will, but, you know.
You ever think about
it? Depends how long it takes for them to get tired.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. Tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. You know it's gonna be alright. 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 Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. Don't you know it's gonna be all right? All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
The Beatles, here on Yeah Baby Tunes, all songs with John in the lead. His cutting, sharp vocal style, so unmistakable. Yet a voice that he himself didn't particularly like, and on more than a few occasions asked producer George Martin to do something about it. Imagine changing that voice. We heard Twist and Shout from Introducing the Beatles, Girl from Rubber Soul, You Can't Do That from Hard Day's Night, Mr. Moonlight from Beatles 65, Help Movie Music, Tomorrow Never Knows from Revolver, A Day in a Life from Sgt. Pepper's, All You Need Is Love from Magical Mystery Tour, Revolution from the White Album, and Come Together from Abbey Road. The Beatles. Now, I mentioned the phenomena before, and I'll reiterate it now. This was something so amazing that no one could have foreseen its coming or foretold the changes, the lasting changes, it would affect. Elvis had transformed and transfixed audiences and consumers just a few short years earlier, but this Beatlemania thing was, well, the mother of all mothers. And John's wit and humor and rebelliousness and curiosity helped fuel so much of it. The joy of the music and what it brought, the power it held, were unmatched and unimaginable. And that in itself is why it would be so hard to imagine a world first without Beatles and then without John. That's Yeah Baby Tunes for now. Let us hear from you here on the web or on Facebook, and watch for those tweets on Twitter. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time on Tunes.